Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
That's Van Morrison bringing us back one of his classics, Moon Dance. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. We're having a great visit with two of my favorite folks in the Brain Trust, Donald Hunter, Fair Villarosa, both entrepreneurs, both very smart people. They're helping us celebrate Black History Month. Clara, I'm going to let you go first. Advice for President Trump. What do you think?
To understand that what you think isn't what you say. You think about it before you say it. He doesn't. How to help him to filter things and not and what comes to his mind, that's what comes out.
Donald, that's good advice for all of us, but I think she's right under something with Mr. Trump. What do you think?
I think that's true. It's called discernment, being able to not give away private information at times when you're negotiating, and not being able to reveal through your physiology or even and your words.
You know, he's a little thin-skinned. Most people I know who are thin-skinned aren't good negotiators. Donald, what do you think?
Because they reveal too much information.
Yeah, like you said. What advice do you have for him?
I would say bring in architects and people that can execute. You have the right ideas, but you need flawless execution, and you need people that can architect it in a way that's fair, just, equitable, and demonstrates that you care. I believe he's a caring man, but... You know, he needs to do things in a way that shows that he cares.
He needs to use a little more discernment. He needs to have a little bit better filter, I think, on some things. So, Claire, what would you say? I'm going to ask both of you this question. What would you say if I said this? In 4 years, the black community will help him get reelected. What would you say if I said that?
I would say the black people could help him to get reelected. Whether they will or not,
but if they did, if that came to pass, would you be surprised, knowing him and how he is, or knowing him as we think we do, would you be surprised if that were the case?
That they did help him get reelected.
Yeah.
I would be.
No.
You'd be surprised, Clara.
Yes.
And Donald, you would not be surprised.
No, it depends on what he accomplishes and what he actually does. If he does some of the things in the African American community that say fixes the situation in Chicago.
Right.
And where he's going, will he do that?
It's a demonstration of his commitment.
Right. Claire, you think he's not heading in the direction to make that
happen?
I don't think he can. He thinks like a businessman, like a person, that what I do, I can make happen. What I want to make happen, I can do it by myself.
Right.
Rather than I need other people around me who are as smart, if not smarter than me, that can help me.
What do you think about his appointment of Dr. Carson to HUD?
Well, I mean, this is somebody who's smarter than him.
Do you think that appointment was a good one that would help?
It was not. It was not a good one.
Oh, okay.
He didn't think through what is it that we need to do for this, and what is the best person to do it.
And you think Dr. Carson is not that person?
I need somebody to go in this spot, and because I have him out there and I have to find a place for him, I will just put him here.
What do you think, Don, about that appointment?
I don't know yet. I think Dr. Carson definitely has the ability to do it.
He knows that world. He knows that world, doesn't he? He was born into it.
I don't think he knows that world.
Well, I don't think you even necessarily need to know the world. You need to be able to know it. Be able to go in these various places and figure out the world, talk to people, and use analysts to help you figure out what's actually really going on in that world. Just like the Trump campaign did, they figured out what was really going on in Michigan and Missouri and all these different places where people didn't think they were going to win.
Right. Claire, last thoughts.
They have that capability.
Oh, by the way, folks, Claire's book is Down to Business. She co-authored with her daughter, Alicia. And you can buy that wherever books are sold. You got a website, Claire?
Yes. DellaRosaMedia.com.
All right. And, Don, you got a website?
DonaldHunterFinancial.com.
All right. So check that out. And, all right, both of you got 10 seconds. Last thoughts. What would you like to say to the audience? Claire, go ahead.
Watch what he does rather than what he says.
That's a good advice. Donald, what do you think?
I would say watch what he says rather than what he does.
I love it. You guys are wonderful. Thank you for being here, both of you. Claire Villarosa, Donald Hunter, we have a lot of fun here on the show, especially with these two. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.